What does it take to be a real Aussie energy provider? Well, how about being 100% owned by the mighty Snowy Hydro? That's real Aussie energy. Red Energy, 100% Australian electricity and gas.
Have you noticed bare shelves across our big retail stores? I noticed during the week that Kmart sent out an email which caught my attention. It starts off, "Dear Kmart community, you may have noticed or heard about some of the stock impacts we're experiencing here at Kmart, and I wanted to take the opportunity to address this topic head on, answering some of the frequently asked questions I'm hearing while giving our Kmart communities as much transparency as possible," and blah, 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 and on they go about the fact that they're running out of stock in the wake of this pandemic. It's a bit broader than Kmart too. I'm keen to know what you've noticed on the shop shelves. And let's have a chat to Roger Simpson. He's the CEO of The Retail Solution, about what's going on in our major retailers. Roger, good afternoon. What is going on at Kmart and why the bare shelves?
Well, I think it's not just reserved to Kmart, because there's a few other retailers as well. I mean, obviously, still, supermarkets are still struggling a bit with getting some replacement stock after the craziness that happened at the start of March.
Yeah.
I think with Kmart, so a lot of their product will be coming from overseas, and a lot from China, obviously. And so with that, all those shipments, of course, a lot of have been postponed or cancelled, that's the problem, I guess, with buying overseas. And this has been, I think, well documented about our weakness with having suppliers in places like China, Italy, etc., where pandemic comes through and we're at their mercy. So I think some big changes are coming.
Well, it's pretty extraordinary, though, isn't it, that Kmart emails its customers who are on its database to say, "Look, sorry, the shelves are a bit bare, and we're trying to restock in this, and this." What is it that they're kind of lacking in at the moment that people are wanting and can't get?
Yeah, I guess it's all the things that because the challenge is that we didn't really know with COVID what was going to happen back in March and through March and certainly into early April, whether we're going to be locked down for months and months and months. So of course people went crazy, and we saw that with supermarkets, but also obviously with the government doing the right thing about saying to people, look, work from home. So office supplies, and I think office work's got absolutely pasted as well. So And that's an area that Kmart sort of also operated in. So home office has been hammered, and certainly like all the games, and because everyone was trying to go, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
And another area, of course, is exercise equipment, because we're going to be stuck at home. We better do some exercise. So those are quite common areas. Kitchen and dining, because a lot of people are taking the chance to renovate. So lots of those areas where they're really struggling to get replacements.
Yeah, look, while we're on that subject, I've just seen the list from Kmart with some of the timing of that. So you're dead right, that home office stuff, they're saying mid-July they get back in stock. The sort of exercise equipment and bikes is going to be the end of July. I mean, it's a fair old wait for customers.
Yeah, and look, I guess that's, as I said before, that's the challenge with having suppliers overseas. When these things happen and ports get closed, airports get closed for freight, etc., then we're in big trouble. And I think this has been a real wake-up call, and obviously not just impacting Kmart, but a lot of other suppliers. And there's a big push, which I think is obviously fantastic, about buying Australian made. And I think it could be a good fillip for Australian manufacturers to get back in the game and for Australians to buy local.
Absolutely. You quite rightly point out, though, it's not just restricted to Kmart, but I guess one of the dangers with this is, though, if you go to the store that you normally go to and you can't buy what you normally buy from that store, the danger is customers go somewhere else and they don't come back, yeah?
That's exactly right. And I'm guessing that Kmart have seen this. Let's be proactive and let's let customers know that we are doing something about it, rather than having the stores have to handle all the flack. It'll still happen in stores, obviously, because people won't always read their emails, or they'll go, "So what?" But it's a real challenge. And that it's interesting, Mark, that in today's amazing world of technology, is that still too many retailers struggle to actually have on-time and sort of on-demand inventory. So often we can't go online and go, okay, well, how many do they have? Can I go on and get, if I'm going to drive in and I don't really want to leave home, you know, all those sorts of things in our heads, is that can I just actually find it when they got it online? I can either click and collect, so I don't even have to go into the store, or they can send it to me. And if it's not up to date inventory, then it's quite easy to go, I won't take the risk, I'll just go elsewhere. So you're absolutely right. And very frustrating. I'm sure you've experienced it, Mark, when you've gone into a store and because you've seen it online and they don't have it. Very frustrating.
Yes, which leads me to, Roger, we had a very popular segment on the program last week. This just about broke the records. Perth went crazy for air fryers.
Now,
this is one of these things, and people couldn't get them, and they're outraged about it. And they, you know, there's all these people are calling in, and oh yes, they're back in stock here, and they're not available there. And you know, if people want something, they really want it.
Absolutely. Well, interesting. We got caught up in the air fryer excitement as well, Mark.
You did.
Because Aldi had, you know, they do their special deals, and they had them for $89 or whatever. Yes. So we went to Aldi. And there was a crowd of probably 40 or 50 people waiting outside, and then doors open, and no such thing as social distancing when there's a bargain on, mate.
Exactly. Now, hang on. Well, I need to finish that conversation. Did you get one? Have you been using
it?
No.
By the time we got there, we didn't know how many they had in stock, but don't tell you that, of course. And someone said they had 18 or whatever. There's about 40 or 50 in front of us, so we had no chance.
You missed out. Roger Simpson is the CEO of The Retail Solution. Roger, before I let you go then, just on a serious note, more broadly, how is retail going to recover from this? Now, you know, David Jones and Meijer go head-to-head. Meijer has now reopened after going missing for a few weeks there. Are all these retailers going to survive?
No. There's going to be, and we've already seen it now, that a number of retailers, and this is not just through COVID. This has been, I guess, the general washout of, for retailers that just haven't been able to be on trend and deliver what customers want. And not too far away from what you said earlier about you don't have stock or go elsewhere. There's lots of factors where you know retailers have been disappointing customers for some time. And pushing them to their competitors. So we're going to see, I think, a number of retailers that will now, you know, with reopening just starting to happen, so they'll start to reopen, but then I think they're going to really struggle because they're going to have a lot of inventory that they've had previously that has now missed the seasons or whatever it might be. So they're going to have to discount that, and they're going to be out of stocks like we've already talked about. So it's going to smash a number of retailers around, and I see, unfortunately, a number being forced to close, and we're seeing that now because obviously with Target closing a number of stores, David Jones are closing a number of stores and downsizing their footprint. So it's going to be I think the next 6 months is going to be very, very tough for retailers.
Roger, thanks for all your insights. Thanks for the chat today. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Mark.